tired, I'm worn. My heart is heavy from the work it takes to keep on breathing. I've made mistakes. I've let my hope fail. My soul feels crushed by the weight of this world, and I know that you can give me rest. So I cry out with all that I have left. Let me see redemption win. Let me know the struggle ends, that you can mend a heart that's frail.
Welcome, Hope Show listeners. I want to thank each and every one of you for joining me here on the Hope Show today. I hope all of you have had a very blessed week. As a matter of fact, if you think really hard about your previous week, even if the week didn't turn out as planned, maybe it was just a really difficult week and, you know, no explanations needed. We all have them. But you know what? God is good. God is so good. No matter how your week has been, if you really search your heart, I know that each one of you can think of something that we can turn into a praise testimony from this past week. I believe in the future I will begin each new show by giving some kind of testimony as to what God has done for me or my family in the previous week. Let's just keep it on a positive note, right, folks? Let's just keep on giving that encouragement and love to one another. In the world that we live in, aren't there times when you just want to hear some good news for a change? Everyone likes to talk about what has went wrong. But what about sharing something good that's happened throughout the week? It doesn't have to be something elaborate. It can be something small. But let's give God a shout out for His blessings in our lives this week. Amen. Woo! Amen. I am on fire for the Lord this morning. Amen. So here are a few testimonies from my week. Praise God, we found a roofing contractor within our budget to provide us with the metal roof that we've always been wanting and that we have been needing so desperately for a while now. They will begin the work next week. Praise God. And praise God, the flooding up near my mom has receded enough that I can actually start traveling back and forth again to help her. And last, but certainly not least, praise God, Shaziz and I get to spend a lot of time with each of our children, our grown children, and with our small grandchildren. Family is everything, folks. Family is everything to Shaziz and I. If you have a good relationship with your family, and they wish to hang around you often, you are truly rich indeed. Praise God. So that concludes my three testimonies of God's goodness in my life this week. So I challenge you that later on in the day or perhaps on the break that you challenge yourself to think of a few things that has happened that are good in your life this week. Instead of focusing on things that have not went as planned this week, let's focus on something that has happened good, because everybody surely can find a couple of things to praise God for. Okay, so how has God blessed you this week? Well, today the message is going to be about standing united to rescue. But before we get started, let's all bow our heads in prayer for a moment. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you today with praise and thanksgiving in our hearts. We understand that without you, we are nothing and can do nothing. All we have comes from your goodness, grace, mercy, forgiveness, and unconditional love. Thank you for every blessing in our life. Dear Heavenly Father, please break our hearts for what breaks yours. Soften our hearts to know what we can do to make it better. Your children, so dear to your heart, so many suffering, struggling, denying you, all those lost souls, rebellion and chaos all over this world, Satan's playground. Dear Heavenly Father, use those of us who have been saved to go out in this wretched world, to speak your truth and be a light, for the lost souls to bring them back to you, and so that they may also find salvation and be reunited with you. Dear Heavenly Father, please forgive us of our sins, those that we are aware of and those that we are not aware of. Convict us immediately when we do wrong, so that we can ask your forgiveness and stay in a right relationship with you. We love you, and we give you all the praise and the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. And all the people said, Amen. Amen. Thank you all for joining me in that moment of prayer. So let's begin. The message I have prepared for you this week is about being a missionary in your life, right where you are at right now. Oftentimes, when you think of missionaries, you think of a member of a religious group somewhere, or someone who dedicates their life to going to faraway places to help people in need. These missionaries may stay long periods of time in a foreign land to provide help, to make a difference in the lives of others, to build churches, or to help feed the hungry, or help build homes or orphanages, to offer medical assistance to the sick, or offer services in education. The word missionary means to send. A missionary is a person or persons sent to somewhere with a specific mission to do charitable works for those who are less fortunate. The purpose of a missionary is to understand their role, learn the culture, learn to speak the language, keep a sweet and honest spirit, adjust to new environments, identify with people, affirm the call to serve others, focus on their assignment, be accountable for their decisions and actions, and live closely to the word of the Lord. However, you don't have to go far away, folks, to faraway lands to be a missionary. You can do all those things right where you're at today, in this moment. You can be a missionary for your family and your community every day. Make the most of that time. Time sure does seem to fly by, doesn't it? It sure does. On the other hand, in some situations, it may seem like that time passes at a snail's pace. No matter how fast or slow it feels like, each of us have only a predetermined amount of time on this earth. And with that in mind, I ask you right now, what are you doing with your time? Time is such a precious gift, friends. If you are wasting your time on foolishness, maybe this would be a good time to change your outlook and to start looking ahead to new ways of doing things. Perhaps you will decide to be a missionary right now. That would be awesome in your life and in the lives of the people you come into contact with daily. And even beyond that, total strangers. Make a connection with everyone you chance to meet. Perhaps change comes from a new vision, a new goal, a new renewed faith, a renewed hope. Whatever the change is that you decide to make, find your purpose and be encouraged. Be brave. Live with abandon. Renew your spirit. You must know that in your heart, you are on this earth for a very valuable and important purpose. Do you know what that purpose is? Have you ever thought about it? Have you ever asked yourself that question? What was your answer? Have you figured it out? Or are you still wandering aimlessly, still trying to figure out the answer to that question? What is my purpose? If you have discovered your purpose, are you fulfilling that purpose? Or are you wasting valuable time on foolishness and worldly things? Are you going about the business of accomplishing great works and deeds? Are you an active participant in your life? Or are you sitting on the sidelines watching your life pass you by? What are some things that you can do to find your purpose? Millions of people ask themselves the same question. Why am I here? Well, let me share with you some suggestions on how maybe you might be able to find your purpose and your passion in life. So listen to these carefully, folks. Number one, make a list of things that you do for fun. Include parts of your job that you really like and your hobbies, etc. If you had $1 million and no worries about money whatsoever, how would you choose to spend it? List your passions, the things that you love doing, and why are they so fulfilling to you? And that is the first suggestion to finding your purpose. Number two, write down the names of people that you admire and why you admire them. When you are done being honest and thorough with your list, then take a long look at that list and know that what you appreciate in others, it's also in you too. Don't sell yourself short. You are attracted to those qualities in other people because they speak to you, because there is something in you that relates to them. Adopt these admirations of others as a way for yourself to live. Adopt them as your own actions. And number three, let's make a list of things that you do naturally without even thinking about it. That may be helpful to ask it may be helpful to ask others for feedback, as it's not always easy to see your own talents. You know, sometimes people be like, I've heard so many times, oh, I don't have any talents. I'm not good at anything. Friends, everybody's good at something. Everybody is good at something. Maybe you're good at speaking in public. Maybe you're good in math. Maybe you're good in quilting. Maybe you're a great mechanic. Folks, everybody has something that they do really well. So don't cut yourself short. Some of these talents may include an eye for detail, a great sense of humor, a nurturing side, the ability of discernment, the ability to focus intently or be playful. Even look at the times you have gotten yourself in trouble. If you turn them around in a positive light, you might find a gem of a natural talent that you hadn't even appreciated before. All these things done naturally, without much consideration or effort expended. These are called your genius talents. Some people are great at math, as I said before, or music. But there are many other types of genius as well. For example, genius mothers, genius teachers, genius listeners, and genius independent thinkers, just to name a few, folks. You may even be a genius at having compassion, showing empathy, feeling sympathy, giving kindness and love and consideration and encouragement to other people. You may be a genius in discernment, forgiveness, loyalty, friendship, other relationships, money matters, etc. The list can go on forever and ever, folks. And maybe you guys don't consider yourself to be a genius. Maybe you think that's something that's way beyond you, that genius is just for certain people with a high IQ or whatever. You know, we get conditioned to thinking certain things and we put things in a box. But anybody that does something excessively well without effort and it just comes easy to them, that is a genius talent, folks. That's what I'm talking about. And the list can go on forever. We are meant to use our genius in service of our life purpose. Okay, so let's go on to four. Again, look at your passions, your actions, your genius list, and spend 10 minutes, that's all I'm asking, friends, 10 minutes each morning, doing something from one of these lists. 5. Notice how you feel. By definition, if you are living your life purpose, you will feel exhilarated, excited, happy, and alive. If you're not feeling these things, friends, go back to your list. Go back to your list. Start over and see if there is anything that you forgot to write down or to do the one thing on your list that you've been avoiding because you think it's scary. And you know, stepping out, folks, can be scary. I remember when I was in school, I was so unbearably shy. And I would sit at the back every time I possibly could because I didn't want to be called on asked a question in front of the classroom or, you know, things like that. It's just like, you know, out of sight, out of mind. If I'm in the back, nobody can see me. Nobody will talk to me. You know, I was unbearably shy when I was younger, and that carried on in my life till I was about probably 21 years old. And I got out on my own, and I started working in banking. I was in banking for many, many, many years. And my whole life, I have worked in customer service. And I'm here to tell you, friends, you cannot be shy when you're working in customer service and do a good job at it. And today, it's kind of, I don't know what to say. I find it amusing sometimes because when I look at my daughter, she's like I was when she was in, when I was in my 20s, you know. She's a little shy and reserved sometimes, and here's her mama, you know, and I'm not shy anymore, folks. But so anyway, don't let yourself be intimidated by things in life. You know, have fun with life and get out there and find your purpose for God, and oh my gosh, you will never regret doing that, folks. It's so fulfilling to be out there doing God's work and helping other people and bringing people to God. And oh my goodness, I'm just on fire for God this morning, folks. And don't let yourself be intimidated. You know, go through these checklists that I've been suggesting for you and find that purpose. And so anyway, moving on, my sixth suggestion: feel your fear and do it anyway. That's what I'm talking about. Because when I was 21 or so, you know, I was afraid of driving in large places, and I was afraid of being noticed and afraid of what people would think of me and afraid of, you know, getting out there in the public and, you know, doing things like that. And you know what? The place that I worked at during that time, it was a pretty good sized city. And I knew that the only way that I could get over my fear was to hit it head on and do it anyway. And I went out for the longest. I worked there for quite a while. And I had like a 30-minute lunch break there. And every single day, no matter how intimidated I was by that traffic, I would get out there every day and force myself to get right in the midst of that busy traffic just so that I could get used to it. And you know what? That fear went away. Why? Because I did it anyway. It's normal and natural to feel scared when stepping into your life purpose. I have a quote here from a man named Fritz. He says, "Fear is really just excitement without the breath." Boy, you gotta love that, don't you? I love that quote. Fear is really just excitement without the breath. Whew! I like that. So keep breathing and take that next step. If it's worth doing, you're probably going to feel a little scared doing it at first. But like me in that traffic, like me being in the customer service all my life, you will get over it and you will feel your comfort zone and you'll get out there and you'll do it. And it'll be awesome. It'll be amazing. You'll be so glad you did. But don't look at it as impossible, and don't let your fear define who you are or who you will be. Don't let your fear stop you from pressing on to greater things. You must face your fears head on to get beyond your fears. Once you take that first step to dispel your fear, it no longer holds you captive. And I can say that from experience, folks. It really works that way. Once you go in there and you tackle it head on, after a while it'll become second nature to you and it will no longer hold you captive. You will no longer fear any fear again with that. Fear is simply fear of the unknown. You know that? Let me say that again. Fear is simply fear of the unknown. What's the worst that could happen? You get out there and you start talking to people, strangers. Talk about God. What's the worst that could happen? They don't want to hear it? Okay, move on to the next person. I'm just saying, fear is simply the fear of the unknown. Think about that for a moment. Do you have a fear that you're facing right now? Why are you afraid? Are you afraid of failure? I don't know. You fill in that blank. What are you afraid of? Could it possibly be that it's because the outcome is unknown? Are you afraid of what you can't see? But guess what, folks? That's what faith is. Faith is believing in what you can't see. And so once you've conquered that, you have won the battle. Look for ways to incorporate your passions, your actions, and geniuses more and more into your life. And as you do this, your life purpose will begin to unfold. Keep in mind, that purpose isn't always found right away, but along the journey. And so, if you're having problems finding your purpose and you don't know what that purpose is, don't be discouraged. We've all been there. We've all done that. I've been there before. There was a time in my life I couldn't figure out what my purpose was. You just got to keep asking God. You just got to keep praying for God to reveal that to you. And as I said, you know, maybe use some of those suggestions that I said a while ago, you know. Make those lists. And I'm just a big list person. Anybody who's listened to my show for any length of time knows that I am a big list person. And I don't know, I'm sure there are other people out there listening today that are like that as well. And I'm here to tell you, it works. It clears your mind. It gives you focus. I'm a firm believer in lists. So try that. I hope you'll all find these tips really helpful for finding your own purpose, if you haven't already. In Ephesians 5:14, the Bible says, "Wake up, sleeper, and rise above the things of the world." Wake up, sleeper. Rise above the things of the world. Did you know that people are watching you every day? Yeah, they are. People are watching you every day. And we need to be the light upon their path. We need to be leading them by good example. We need to be careful how we live. Don't live in ignorant ways, but live as wise people. We need to be missionaries to our fellow brothers and sisters. We need to stand united to rescue those lost souls. We need to have purpose to serve our life and to serve the lives of the others, because we are all our brothers and sisters' keepers. We need to pull them out of the trenches right where they are right now. And you can begin to do that right where you're at right now, wherever you live, wherever you work. Every day you walk outside your door is an opportunity to lead someone to the Lord. Every day. People in need are all around us. You only have to step outside your door, folks, to look around and really take it all in. Really take it all in. Really look at your surroundings to see the need everywhere. Everywhere. Make good use of every opportunity that you have. Don't squander one moment. As I said earlier, we all here on earth, we're only here for a predetermined period of time. And so we better be making every moment count, right? These days are evil indeed, and there is no time to waste on such foolishness. We must stand tall, stand brave, stand united, and live our lives as if we were on a rescue mission, folks. A rescue mission. Because we are. a mission to save as many brothers and sisters as possible. We have an assignment. God has called each and every one of us. We have an assignment from God to go out there and help His people, His children, and bring them home so that just like us, we can spend eternity in heaven with Him. Are we fulfilling our assignment? Are we? Are we going to reach our goal? What do you think? Are we going to choose to service other lives so long as our own lives hold up or hold out as long as we live? Or are we going to choose that it is just too hard? We're too intimidated. We're too shy. We're too this. We're too that. And just let someone else do it instead and just, you know, not take that time. We are missionaries, folks, put on this earth to find ourselves and find our way then to pay it forward by loving and helping our fellow brothers and sisters from the same pitfalls we've experienced. We are here to be one another's mentors and caretakers. We are our brothers and sisters' keepers, meant to carry one another's burdens, mentor them, help guide them in times of difficulty, love them, encourage them, and show them the same grace and mercy that has been shown to us. Because you know what, friends? Think about this for a moment. Once upon a time, we were down in that pit. And once upon a time, we've all felt hopeless at some times or discouraged. We've all been there in that pit. And somebody has rescued you. God has rescued you. And you know, I'm a firm believer also not only in lists and things, but I'm also a very firm believer, folks. And I know this is used kind of in the school systems probably a lot. You know, you hear it mentioned in the school systems. But I take that to a whole new level. And I use it in my own life. Leave no man behind. Leave no man or woman behind. Don't leave them out there in the trenches. Don't walk over them, run past them. Oh, it's somebody else's problem. I'm saving my own self. No, don't leave them out there in the trenches, in the pit. Leave no man nor woman behind. Stop long enough to grab their hand, grab their arm, and pull them up out of that trench and keep them moving forward with you. Right now, I'm going to go ahead and take a short break and play a few tunes for you. So please stay tuned because there is a lot more to come.
Chasing after this world makes me tired. Yeah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never. Worship your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before, your holy name. You're rich in love and you're slow to anger. Your name is great and your heart is kind. For all your goodness I will keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to find. So bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul. Worship His holy name. Time has come. Still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then
pure.
sons, I will worship your holy name. Worship your holy name.
Woo, those are some powerful songs. Welcome back, and thank you for joining me on the Hope Show today. I am so happy that you can join me. I hope you're enjoying the message, and whoever this message was supposed to reach, I hope that their ears have been softened to receive it today. Before I go on, I have to make a correction. It has been brought to my attention that some of the listening audience cannot find my podcast page for the Hope Show Returns. I sincerely apologize for that. I have been giving you the wrong link to get to the podcast page. For the past several months, I have been directing you to the ShazizRadio.com site, but that will only bring up the Hope Show podcasts from when the Hope Show aired several years ago, not the current Hope Show Returns. So once again, I apologize for all that confusion, folks. The Hope Show Returns podcast can be located at the www.shaziz.net link. Click on the upper left-hand corner where the menu button is, just to the left of the word Shaziz, and then click on that and go to Show Podcasts. And there you will not only find my Hope Show Return podcast, but you'll also find my daughter's Music with Kara Hour podcast, too. So I hope that clarifies it. I am so sorry about all the confusion. Go to www.shaziz.net to find the Music with Kara Hour and the Hope Show Returns Hour. So I know there has been some confusion on how to find those pages. So I apologize. I hope you are all able to find these podcasts. Again, please share. With your friends, families, coworkers, neighbors, everyone. It's so important. For those of you who are just tuning in today, my message is about being standing united to rescue. We have been discussing being a missionary in our lives, right where we're at, right now. You don't have to travel to foreign lands to be a missionary. You can set the example, be the light onto someone's path, give guidance and educate, help where help is needed, right from where you are at right now, and in your surroundings with all the people that you meet every day, without traveling very far at all. Actually, you can simply step out of your house and take a long, hard look at the world around you and see that the people of this world are in desperate need. We need change in our lives. We need to rise to the challenge. There are millions and billions of people who need to be reached, to be rescued. We can be missionaries for these people, folks, messengers of hope to the lost and to this dying world. Every one of us have the ability to be a missionary. A missionary is simply a person who believes, a person sent somewhere with a purpose, an assignment, a goal that is to help reach the people of the world. One person at a time. We can be a great influence to those around us. We can impact people's lives in ways that we may have no idea of. Sometimes we may not see the impact, but it's there all the same. Whether it's recognized by us or not, God works through us in the lives of other people. We can all make a difference. We must lift our voices unashamed until we have all have heard, and never give up until our mission is complete. We must each and every one be careful and mindful of what we think about. Our life is shaped by our thoughts. Think about that for a moment. Whatever is in your heart is eventually going to show up in your everyday life. So what is in your heart and what is in your mind? And do you find yourself following that in your everyday life. Whatever is inside you will eventually find its way out, where anyone and everyone can see it. Just like a small child, for all you parents out there. You know, these small children, they're smart, man. They pick up on a lot of things real fast, some of the things you don't even want them to pick up on. But that's my point. When you're out there in the world, people are watching you, just like your small children are watching you. And whatever you're doing is setting the example. And so, when you go out and about, you know, think about that next time. Dear friends, I have been struggling in this area of my life for this past week or two also. I'm not proud of it. Yes, I've had many blessings this past 2 weeks, only by the grace of God, because I certainly haven't deserved it. But Satan has been hot on my heels, too, this last few weeks. I have demonstrated some weaknesses and poor behaviors in some areas of my life, you know, things of my past. Nobody's perfect, and I don't want to sit here and tell you that I am. I want all of you to know that I'm not trying to be a hypocrite. I don't have anything to hide, because nobody is perfect, and if they tell you they are, they're in denial. Because nobody is perfect. We all falter and fail from time to time. And I've had my fair share of struggles in the last week or two in this one area myself. And I just want to be real with all of you. You know, I don't want to sit here and pronounce these things to you and then go out and live my life differently. Because, you know, I want to live what I preach, so to speak. So I fail God daily, just like we all do. But when those moments come up, you just have to go to the Lord and say, Father, please forgive me. I have sinned against you. I am so sorry I let you down. I know I shouldn't have done that. I will do better. I will be better. Let there be more of you and less of me, Lord. That alone is very important and should give you a huge incentive to monitor the things that you allow to shape your heart and your mind. A large part of guarding your heart means to learn to control your thoughts, your words, your disposition, and your general outlook on life. What you think usually comes out in what you say. Have you thought about that? Wow, that's a tough one, isn't it? That's a biggie. What you think usually comes out in what you say. Wow. Think about some of the things that have been coming out of your mouth lately. Wow. That's something to really think about, isn't it? What you say affects how you feel and shows up in your overall attitude. Be very careful indeed, because people are watching your actions and they are listening to what you have to say. Be a light upon someone's path, not a hindrance. In the course of everyday life, this determines how you handle your circumstances, whether you will have peace or whether you will fall apart in stressful situations. It determines how you will respond to others, either with compassion and understanding or with judgment and arrogance. Your mind is supposed to be in control of what your body does, but sometimes we fail to exercise the authority over it. We allow ourselves to get sloppy with our lives. We must remind ourselves daily to be a person of integrity. Keep your word to yourself and to others. Let your actions match your words. Sometimes people will say one thing, and yet they'll do another, and that will bring the exact opposite result. This can be very damaging to your integrity in the sight of those looking for you to you for guidance. You may not be aware that people are even watching you and taking in what you say and how you respond, but rest assured, folks, they are watching your every move, your every behavior. Your words and actions hold the power to bring others up or to tear them down. We must be careful and mindful at all times of our actions, words, and deeds, so that we will not cause someone else to stumble as well as ourselves. We must discipline our mind so that we can control our thinking and the direction of our thoughts, for where our mind travels, our body will surely follow. I say that all the time. I know you guys have heard me say that so many times, and I truly believe that. Where your mind travels, your body will surely follow. Whatever happens, remember to do things that will keep you qualified for your purpose in life. In 1 Corinthians 9:27, the Bible tells us, I harden my body with blows and bring it under complete control to keep myself from being disqualified after having called others to the contest. I like that. That's a good Bible verse. Don't disappoint or let down your fellow brothers and sisters by letting your guard down or by deception of the heart. It's not all about you. It's not about me. It's about going out there and saving the lost and doing your kingdom work, doing what you're called to do, what the good Lord put you on this earth for, your purpose. Folks, don't disappoint or let down your fellow brothers and sisters. We are the caretakers of our brothers and sisters. Have you ever thought of that? That we are the caretakers of our brothers and sisters. I am the caretaker of you guys. You guys are the caretakers of those in your circle and in your surroundings, wherever you may live at. We're all put on this earth to help one another. Don't do anything that would cause them to stumble and fall with you. We are all vulnerable to temptation. If you recall, in a few of my shows, I've mentioned that we are Satan's favorite playground. Satan's favorite playground. Why? Because Satan knows exactly how to get to us. What buttons to push. Maybe it's with a new car, a new home, ice cream, chocolate, cookies, even by means of our very own insecurities. Whatever your weakness is, Satan knows. And Satan will hone in on that. A voice will whisper to you, you know you want that. You know you can't do that. So-and-so is so much better than you are. And before you know it, you will start visualizing what it would be like to have whatever your heart desires. And before you know it, you are caught in Satan's trap. Channel 666 broadcasts 24 hours a day, and it is programmed to cater to your weakness. That is so important. I'm going to say that again. Channel 666 broadcasts 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and it is programmed to cater to your weakness. I admitted earlier to letting my guard down this week, and that is something that I have to make right with God. Satan is a sly one, friends. He really is. He can make things appear better than what you know is right. But if it never lives up, but that kind of thing never lives up to the advertising. It doesn't. Whenever you find yourself tempted, you better check yourself. The less you listen to the voices of temptation, the weaker that signal will become. So plan your escape route. Rescue yourself from that temptation and rescue others with their stories, or with our stories, I mean. Let your mess be a message to someone else. Let your mess be a message to someone else. Each and every one of us have a story about our life to be told, to be shared. We all have a history. We have all struggled with trials and tribulations. We have all made mistakes, and we will continue to make mistakes. We have all fallen short of the glory of God, and we will still fall short of the glory of God. Nobody's perfect. We all have colorful pasts, things we regret, things we are ashamed of, things we feel guilty about. We have all experienced loss in some form or another. Perhaps it's the loss of a career, a family, loss of health, a house, a loved one. We have experienced joy and successes too, though, folks. And we can't forget our successes. And, you know, we don't do that on our own. God does that. Because on our own, we can do nothing. We are nothing. But God has blessed you with what you have. Your successes, your blessings, your family, your friends. Everything that you have is a blessing from God. It doesn't matter so much what has happened, as much as how it matters that we respond to those circumstances. Life can leave you feeling bitter, depressed, resentful, unforgiving, filled with hate. Life can make you feel a lack of self-esteem, self-respect, and self-control. But we all have choices in life, folks. We all do. We can choose to let life kick us around and keep us down, or we can choose to take our life and make it better for ourselves and for the others around us. We can use our mess to be a message to someone else, folks. I can't stress that enough. Our stories, our mess, we can use that to connect to people. It is through our sharing experiences with someone that we write a history with other people. We connect with other people. We create emotional ties and deepen relationships. We all have a story to tell, but will we? We are the authors of our own book. We have many chapters in our own life, just as in books, you know, from the library and etc. And each of us is a chapter in life's big novel, in God's big novel as well. And thinking of it that way and realizing that we are an important chapter in the broad scope of things helps us put our life in perspective. Stories give us hope. Stories give us hope. When you tell other people of your life story, it gives others the courage to keep going on. If people hear what has happened in our lives and see how we've come through these difficult times, how we have responded to circumstances, how we haven't given up, how our circumstances have made us stronger, and our circumstances have shaped our lives in a positive way, and we haven't given over to the negativity and let negativity rule our life, then other people are encouraged to press into their own lives in a positive way. This is all a part of being a missionary. Not only are we required to physically help each other, we are required to help one another emotionally and spiritually by sharing our experiences. Each story is a gift. Each of our stories is a gift, a treasure to the world. Don't be ashamed of your past, and don't be ashamed of sharing it with other people. You and I, we are not what we used to be. What is in the past is in the past. But use your past to help someone who may be going through a similar situation or might be thinking of choosing a similar path. No two stories will ever be exactly alike. None. Some will far be more painful and traumatizing than other stories. But that doesn't make any story less important than the next. Some will speak to your heart, and others will not. Some will connect with you, and others won't. Our God is an awesome God, friends. Oh my goodness. And He never gives up on us, even though we may often give up on ourselves and even Him. But He is steadfast and constant. He remains faithful to His children. He loves us. He gives us grace and mercy every day that we don't deserve, but He gives it to us anyway. Grace and mercy, forgiveness and love. And that is what we need to be giving our brothers and sisters. He is with us through our joys, our successes, our triumphs, as well as our sorrows, our trials and tribulations, our disappointments and pain. no matter where we are at in our life, life can be like a roller coaster. Amen? How many of you out there feel like either you have been on a bad roller coaster that never ends, or that you are on one that seems like it will never end? Friends, I can tell you, it ebbs and flows. It ebbs and flows. It has ups and downs. But God remains the same. He's the one constant. He remains beside us through the flowing rivers of joy in our life, as well as the raging seas that threaten to consume us. Friends, you will be called on one day when it is your designated time to share your life stories. Friends, let your messes be a message. I can't stress that enough. Take a look at where you came from. And now take a look at how far you have come. You didn't do this by yourself. For without God, we are nothing. Your life has purpose. Have you found it yet? You have value and you have worth. You are meant to achieve great things. Sometimes people think they know everything when they don't. Not one of us is any better than the next. Sometimes people who are at ease with their life will mock or neglect those who are in trouble. Sometimes the less fortunate are ignored altogether. That breaks my heart. That breaks my heart. I love people. And there's nothing more painful to me in this world than to watch a brother or sister in Christ in pain at the bottom of the pit. I just want to go in there and rescue every single one of them. I just want to wrap my arms around every single one of them and give them the biggest hug they've ever had in their whole life and tell them, I love you. This is where your chapter begins. Get up, sleeper. I'm going to walk with you right outside these trenches. Folks, I just love people. I don't know what to say. I love all of you. And my heart goes out to all of you. And I don't personally know each and every one of you. But I love you all the same. You guys are my extended family online. And I love and care for you just as I love and care for the family that's right here in my own house right beside me today. And if I saw any of you out there on the streets, I would give you the biggest hug. And I'd say, don't give up. Your story doesn't end here. Don't give up. Better days are ahead. Better days are ahead. This struggle you're in right now, it's not going to last forever. They never do. They may seem like they're going to last forever. I've experienced those times before when, you know, you just get so pressed down. And you're just at the bottom, you know. And you can't see the way up. And you're like, God, where are you? God's there. He's listening. He's working something out for you right now. Something better in all of your struggles and your trials and tribulations. He's working something out better for you than you could ever possibly imagine for yourself. Hang in there. Just a little bit longer, folks. Hang in there. I love you. The world turns a blind eye on the unfortunate. People will oftentimes give these less fortunate people a push when they're stumbling, rather than holding out their hand to help rescue them instead. Have you been that person who's just like, you know, you're so ground down in the dirt. Woo, well, let's go push them too. Let's just push them down. Or are you the one that's doing the pushing? Don't be like that, folks. Reach out there and help someone in need. Ask God to give you opportunities every day to see someone in need. Respond to that, folks. Respond to that calling. Humanity is frail. Life is short. And it's full of trials and tribulations. But no matter where you are at in your walk in life, you can still bring light to the deepest of gloom. You must know that your past doesn't disqualify you from helping another person in incredible ways, because you are worthy. God created you. You are worthy, and you are more valuable than you will ever know. In fact, who better to help rescue these people than someone who has already been there, done that, who's had difficulties in their own life, and that someone has reached out to them, and that they have gotten back on their feet? Those are the people best qualified to help people. Reach out. Connect with someone in need. You may not even know how your connection has impacted someone. Your story may have had a profound impact on them. It might be a game changer in someone's life. Don't sell yourself short on your ability to help someone. You might just save another soul from going down the same path that you were once rescued from. It doesn't matter what you've done, who you are, what you have been through. Your life still has purpose. And it can still be used to save another life. So what is holding you back from your purpose in life? Take a leap of faith, friends. Make the choice to be a missionary right where you are at. Make that choice to stand united, rescue and protect, love and help the needy, be a light onto another's path. Be bold, be brave, be courageous, and don't think for a moment that you can't be these things, or that you hold no worth or have nothing to offer. That's just Satan. It's not true. You can do anything you set your mind to. It is always better to give than receive. It is simply wrong to see or hear of someone in need and do absolutely nothing. Folks, I can't do that. I'm not like that. I can't walk past somebody in need and just brush them off and say, well, not my problem. Next person can help them. Oh, that just absolutely breaks my heart. I just can't do that. I just can't. You might be asking yourself, what can I do? What can I possibly offer someone else that would make a difference? Do you feel that as if you will come up short? That you will fail in your mission? Do you think you would be too ashamed or embarrassed in sharing your story? Do you feel that telling your story would leave you too vulnerable and open for other people's judgment of you? Friends, I have felt that way before myself. Not wanting to share my past because of what I thought other people would think of me. But you know what, friends? It does not matter what other people think. It only matters what God thinks. God knows your heart. God knows that whatever happened in your past doesn't define who you are today. So folks, I want to tell you right here and right now, pick that chin up. Hold your head up high. Don't you dare for a minute lower your head back down in shame because of your past. It's in the past. God has forgiven you, and that does not define who you are today. God didn't make any trash, folks. He didn't make any lost causes. God made beauty from ashes, and you are redeemed. So hold that head up high and keep that in mind when you go out into this world. You are purposed for God's kingdom work. You are not here on earth to impress anyone else. Don't be worried about what other people say or think. No one is perfect. Everyone has skeletons in their closet, whether they admit it or not. And if someone wants to poke a finger at you or judge you for your story, they better take a look in the mirror and pull the plank out of their own eye first. They too will have to come before God one day, Judgment Day. Each of us will have to answer to God one day. But in the meantime, it's not any of our places to judge one another. Do you feel as if you are barely holding yourself together, let alone helping someone else? Let me ask you, do you have compassion in your heart? If you said yes, you already have that. You have compassion in your heart. Then you have the ability to help someone else. You are a missionary. If you have compassion in your heart for someone, you're a missionary. Part of being a missionary, a large part of it, is knowing, feeling, being compassionate toward others. Compassion is an action. It means to suffer with. It's not just enough to feel bad for someone suffering. It's vital to do something about it. Compassion will require much from you. It can sometimes be uncomfortable, messy, difficult, and sometimes inconvenient. Compassion asks us to go out where it hurts, to enter places of pain, to share in people's brokenness, fear, confusion, and anguish. Compassion challenges us to cry out with those in misery, and to mourn with those who are lonely, and to weep with those in tears. Compassion requires us to be weak with the weak, vulnerable with the vulnerable, and powerless with the powerless. Compassion means to fully immerse yourself into the condition of being human. Fellow brothers and sisters, I ask you, are you willing to suffer with someone, to sacrifice and give up what you have? Are you willing to love others as God loves us? Are you willing to put your hand out there and stand united to rescue one another so that someone else might gain? Let's bow our head in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, go with each and every one of us this week. Show us what you want us to do and where you want us to be. Open our eyes and our hearts and give each and every one of us opportunities to help others in need. Bring your broken children to us. Put in our mouth the message you want them to hear from you. Let your will be done in each of our lives. We love you, and we give you all the praise and the glory. And in Jesus' name we pray. And all of God's people said, Amen. God bless each and every one of you this coming week. I challenge you to go out there this week and help someone. May the good Lord keep you and yours safe. Until next Saturday, same time, same place. There will be 3 closing songs today, so be sure you stick around long enough to enjoy each one of them, okay? So, I love you folks. Have a great week.
Torn between myself and your truth. These cursed memories forever seeping through. Oh, my thirst for myself left me wanting more. Till I found myself face down on your shore. Say, come to the river, oh, lay yourself down. Let your heart be found. You say, come to the river, drink from the cup I pour.
soul so weary. When troubles come and my heart burdened be, and I am still and wait here in the silence until you come and sit a while with me. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be. When I am on your shoulders, you raise me up to more than I can be.
Stop fighting the fight that's on.